Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too.
I pledge myself to love the right, the good, the fair, and true, to keep
If you remember last time, we read chapter 36, Zion's Camp, February to June, 1834. While people in Missouri were making the saints leave their homes, Joseph Smith was nearly 1,000 miles away in Kirtland, Ohio. He prayed to know how to help the saints in Missouri. In a revelation, Jesus told Joseph that some of the men in the church should go to Missouri to help the saints. Joseph Smith was to be their leader. The Lord wanted 500 men to go. Joseph obeyed the Lord. He told the saints that 500 men should go to the land of Zion in Missouri. But after a few weeks, only 100 had said they would go. The 100 men left Kirtland and began the long journey to Missouri. The group was called Zion's Camp. The men often walked 35 miles a day despite being very hungry, thirsty, and hot. They camped together at night. On the way, 100 more men joined them, but there still were not as many men as the Lord wanted. Members of the camp traveled 1,000 miles. Some of them said the trip was too hard. They complained and argued. They blamed Joseph Smith when there wasn't enough food. They said he wasn't a good leader. Joseph told these men that they must repent or they would get sick and die. Many of the men in the camp were righteous. They helped Joseph and obeyed God's commandments. At last, Zion's camp got near Jackson County, Missouri. They camped by a river. Members of a mob had spied on the camp and knew where it was. At night, the mob came close to the camp and planned to attack it. God protected Zion's camp by sending a big storm. The wind blew trees down. Large hailstones fell from the sky and lightning hit trees. The river flooded the land. God protected Zion's camp by sending a big storm. The wind blew trees down, large hailstones fell from the sky, and lightning hit trees. The river flooded the land. One man in the mob was killed by lightning, and other men in the mob were hurt by the storm. No one in Zion's camp was hurt. The men in the mob were afraid and ran away. They did not hurt anyone in Zion's camp. 3 days after the storm, the Lord gave Joseph Smith a revelation. He said the saints would have to wait to build the city of Zion. They needed to become more obedient, giving, and united. They also needed to learn more about the things the Lord required of them. The Lord also told the men of Zion's camp that they should not fight against the Missouri mobs. Some of the men were upset about this. They felt that the trip would not be worthwhile if they did not fight to help the saints in Missouri. A few days later, many men in Zion's camp got very sick. 14 of them died. The prophet told the men that the sickness would go away if they would humble themselves and repent. This promise was fulfilled. At the end of Zion's camp, Joseph Smith met with the saints in Missouri and chose men for a high council. A few days later, he and many of the men in Zion's camp started back to Kirtland. Although the men of Zion's camp did not help the saints in Missouri, the camp was still valuable. It helped prepare Brigham Young and others for leadership in the church. They were able to prove whether they would be obedient and make sacrifices for the Lord's work. A few months later, many of those who were faithful were called as leaders in the church.
Though a
what a man I soon will be. If I prepare and live clean in every thought, word, and deed, I will be worthy to hold the sacred priesthood of God. So I now prepare myself. I will serve my fellow men, being armed with the truth, with the scriptures my guide. I'll go forward a young man prepared. I'll go forward a young man prepared.
Children at home, please read along with us today as we read Chapter 37 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, Priesthood Leaders, February to March, 1835.
Joseph Smith asked the men of Zion's Camp and others to come to an important meeting in Kirtland, Ohio.
Joseph told the men that Jesus wanted 12 apostles to be called to help lead the church.
The Lord had told Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and Martin Harris to choose the apostles.
At the meeting, Oliver, David, and Martin were blessed by the first presidency of the church.
Then they prayed together and chose 12 good men. The 12 men were ordained apostles.
The calling of the apostles was one of the most important events in the restoration of the Lord's church.
Apostles are very important leaders in the church. They know that Jesus is our Savior. They teach the gospel all over the world.
After a few days, other men were chosen to be leaders in the church.
They were called the 70. The 70 helped the apostles.
One day, the 12 apostles were in a meeting. They were getting ready to go on missions, and they wanted Heavenly Father's help.
The apostles asked Joseph Smith to pray for a revelation to help them on their missions.
Jesus gave Joseph and the apostles a great revelation in which he told them about the priesthood.
Let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. What was one of the most important callings given to men in the Restoration? Morgan?
Apostles.
Apostles, right. Righteous men were called and ordained as apostles to help lead the church. Now, how many apostles are there? Carson?
12.
12. Whom did the Lord ask to choose the apostles? Cameron?
Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and Martin Harris.
That's right. And what did Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and Martin Harris do to receive inspiration of whom to choose to be an apostle? Camille?
They prayed.
They prayed. Exactly. What responsibilities does an apostle have in the church? Kynan?
To teach the gospel all over the world.
Exactly. How can we listen to and follow the teachings of the apostles today? Morgan?
We can listen to General Conference and do what's right.
Good, good answer. Cameron, how can we listen to and follow the teachings of the apostles today?
By watching General Conference.
Excellent. What are some of the names of the apostles today? Morgan?
Robert D. Hales, Dallin H. Oakes, and President Packer.
Okay, those are three of them. Camille?
Elder Holland, L. Tom Perry, and Elder Anderson.
Great. Kynan?
Jeffrey R. Holland, Russell M. Nelson.
Great. Cameron?
Lloyd K. Packer.
Great. Carson?
Quentin L. Cook, David A. Bednar, and Richard G. Scott.
Excellent. And Noah?
M. Russell Bauer and Elder Christofferson.
Later, other men were chosen to help the apostles and be leaders in the church. What were these men called? Noah?
The 70.
The 70. Why did the 12 apostles want Heavenly Father's help? Camille?
Because they knew they needed him.
That's right. As the 12 apostles were getting ready to go on missions, what did they ask Joseph Smith to pray for? Kynan?
A revelation.
That's right. And in answer to Joseph's prayer, what did Jesus give Joseph and the apostles a revelation about? Noah?
The priesthood.
We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so on.
are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are reading about a revelation Jesus gave to Joseph and the apostles of his church on the priesthood. Let's continue reading in chapter 37.
The priesthood is the power of God. It is the greatest power on earth. God gives the priesthood to righteous men.
Men who hold the priesthood can be authorized to preach the gospel, perform ordinances, and be leaders in the church.
There are two priesthoods in the church. One is the Melchizedek priesthood, which is also called the greater priesthood.
The president of the church, his counselors, the 12 apostles, and the 70 all have the Melchizedek priesthood.
The president of the church is a prophet of God. He tells people what Jesus wants them to do.
The prophet has counselors who help him. The prophet and his counselors are the first presidency of the church.
High priests also have the Melchizedek priesthood. Many leaders in stakes and wards are high priests.
These include stake presidents, bishops, and high counselors.
Men who are ordained elders also have the Melchizedek priesthood.
Elders are to teach church members and watch over them.
Elders are also called to go on missions to teach the gospel to people throughout the world.
All men who have the Melchizedek priesthood can bless people. They can also give people the Holy Ghost.
Great. Let's stop again and talk about what we've read some more. What is the priesthood? Carson?
The power of God.
To whom does God give the priesthood? Cameron?
To righteous men.
That's right. What can men do who hold the priesthood? Kynan?
Baptize and give blessings.
That's right. What are some of these other priesthood ordinances? Morgan?
Baptism and confirmation.
How many priesthoods are there in the church? Camille?
Only two.
There are two. What is another name for the greater priesthood? Carson?
The Melchizedek priesthood.
That's right. And which leaders of the church hold the Melchizedek priesthood? Cameron?
High priests, bishops, stake presidents.
Great. And also one other. Morgan?
The prophet.
Who are some of the leaders of the church who hold the Melchizedek priesthood? Cameron?
High priest, bishops, and stake presidents.
That's right. What are some of the responsibilities of the president of the church? Morgan.
He tells people what Jesus wants them to do.
That's right. Who is the president of the church today? Camille?
President Thomas S. Monson.
What are some of the things President Monson has taught you? Carson.
To love one another.
Great. Kynan.
Kindness and love.
Noah?
To be righteous and have faith.
Great. Cameron?
To choose the right.
Wonderful. Morgan?
To be kind and obedient.
And who helps the president of the church? Camille?
The first presidency.
Yes. How many counselors does the president of the church have? Kynan?
Two.
Two. What are the president of the church and his counselors together called? Carson.
First presidency.
The first presidency, that's right. Do you know the names of President Monson's counselors? What are they, Kynan?
President Eyring, President Uchtdorf.
That's right. Which priesthood does a high priest hold? Morgan.
The Melchizedek priesthood.
Exactly. What callings are some high priests asked to do? Camille.
Bishops and stake presidents.
Great. Which priesthood does an elder hold? Kynan?
The Melchizedek priesthood.
That's right. What are the duties of an elder? Noah?
Go on missions, teach church members, and watch over them.
That's right. What blessings can we receive from those who hold the priesthood? Kynan?
Blessings for health and comfort.
Wonderful. Carson?
Love, comfort, and protection.
That's great. Morgan?
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. Let's continue reading to learn about the second priesthood.
The other priesthood is the Aaronic priesthood, which is also called the lesser priesthood.
The Aaronic priesthood includes the offices of bishop, priest, teacher, and deacon.
Priests can baptize people, bless the sacrament, and help the elders.
Teachers prepare the sacrament. They go home teaching and help members of the church live good lives.
Deacons pass the sacrament. They also collect fast offerings and help the bishop.
Jesus said that all men who have the priesthood should learn what God wants them to do. If they work hard, Heavenly Father will bless them.
What is another name for the lesser priesthood? Carson.
The Aaronic priesthood.
That's right. And what are the offices of the Aaronic priesthood? Kynan?
Deacon, teacher, priest, and bishop.
Exactly. What ordinances can a priest perform? Camille?
Help the elders, baptize people, bless the sacrament.
What are the duties of a teacher in the priesthood? Cameron?
Prepare sacrament and go home teaching.
Great. What are some of the responsibilities of a deacon? Noah?
Pass the sacrament, collect fast offerings, and help the bishop.
Great. What did Jesus say all men who have the priesthood should learn? Morgan.
To learn what God wants them to do.
Excellent. Carson.
What Heavenly Father wants them to do.
What are some of the blessings you have received through the priesthood in your life? Cameron?
I have been baptized and confirmed.
Wonderful. Morgan?
A happy family.
Great. That's a great blessing. Noah, what are some of the blessings you have received through the priesthood in your life?
I was able to get a blessing from my dad before I started second grade.
Great. What priesthood blessings are you living worthily to receive in the future? Camille.
I can be with my family forever.
Wonderful. Morgan.
To be married in the temple.
To be married in the temple. Great. I know that the priesthood has been restored and that it is the authority to act for God. I am grateful for the worthy men who hold the priesthood who use that special power to bless others. I know that President Monson is a prophet of God. I know that the apostles are God's special witnesses, and if we listen and follow their teachings, we will be happy now and be able to return to live with Heavenly Father again someday. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 38, The Pearl of Great Price. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
8. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God.
See you next week!